daily for
Friday. Yeah. It's one of those things. We have to deal with it.
It had to happen.
And if you have a really incredibly good weekend, well, it all makes up for it. I hope you did. We did things. Everyone who came out, played Jackbox. We had a lot of fun there. Then we had a road trip and saw actual
tech
people.
Guy Wolfie.
Old school. We're going crazy. We won't talk about how that night ended. But the next day wasn't so bad. Hi. Welcome to the 26th of April. We're the fantastic folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. Folks that are bringing it to you today, the lady that lives by a very, very simple motto, that there is the Flintstress.
After the bitch gets slapped at the bitch.
That's just...
okay.
It could be verbally, you never know. Me? I'm the guy that knows exactly who he is. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
I'm an idiot. A very lucky idiot.
Play that card right. It can work. What happened on this fine day, yeah?
Well, let's take it back to 1514. Nicholas Copernicus makes his first observations of the planet Saturn, which will later lead him to propose that the sun is stationary while the Earth and other planets move in circular orbit around it. Watch out, that didn't go so well for that Galileo dude.
Galileo. 1803, thousands of meteor fragments fall from the skies of La Gille, France. The event convinces European scientists that meteors do in fact exist.
Wow, a whole bunch of them falling. Really got you thinking.
It's just the dandruff of angels.
1882, Alexander Graham Bell and Charles Sumner Tainter demonstrate the photophone, a device in which a mirrored silver disc is made to vibrate by speech from a speaking tube. The Laserdisc and CD of the 70s will work on a remarkably similar principle.
1900, Guglielmo Marconi is granted a patent for a system of tuned coupled circuits that allow simultaneous radio transmissions on different frequencies, allowing adjacent stations to operate without interfering with one another.
Huh. Do you think Elmo is short for Guglielmo?
No. No, I don't.
1949. In the article in the April 26th issue of Look magazine, Diac Aylesworth predicts that radio is doomed, 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 and that television will overtake it within 3 years.
Now it just made all radio the same. 1962, the NASA Ranger 4 spacecraft crashes into the moon after 64 hours of flight. The probe's mission is to rough land a seismometer capsule on the moon to collect gamma ray data in flight to study the radar reflectivity of the lunar surface and to continue testing the Ranger program for development of lunar and interplanetary spacecraft.
So what we're going to do, we're going to make it really strong so we can just crash it right on the moon. 1986, in Pripyat, Russia, reactor 4 of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant explodes in the world's worst civil nuclear catastrophe, sending the cloud of radioactive dust into the atmosphere over Europe. And the plant melts down, causing a spike in premature mutant expressions for generations.
1989, the anime series Dragon Ball Z premieres in Japan and Hong Kong on Fuji Television. Arrival of Raditz, the new threat!
In 2005, Universal Studio uploads a trailer for the film Serenity to the internet as part of a viral marketing campaign. By April 28th, the video tops the Yahoo Buzz Index.
That's powerful.
Wow, it's one of 5 short videos that will be released on the internet calling the Our Tam Sessions, in which the character River Tam is being educated in a facility only known as the Academy. The campaign marks the growing popularity of internet marketing in the film industry.
That was so good. Birthdays?
Channing Tatum is 41 from Step Up, G.I. Joe. This is the end. 21 Jump Street. Magic Mike.
Tyler Levine is 43 from Reaper, Tucker and Dale vs. Evil.
Tom Welling, Clark from Smallville and The Fog. He's 44. He was also in Lucifer and Arrow.
Jason Earls is 44. Jackson on Hannah Montana.
Kevin James is 56 from King of Queens, Pixels, and Hitch.
We don't talk about mall cops. Jet Li is 58 from Once Upon a Time in China, Forbidden Kingdom, The Expendables.
Deborah Wilson is 58 from Mad TV, Baps, and Hoodwinked.
Michael Damian is 58. That's Danny on The Young and the Restless. And yeah, had a top 20 hit.
Whoa. Joan Chen is 59. That's Josie on Twin Peaks.
Giancarlo Esposito is 62. Gus on Breaking Bad, Jorge in Maze Runner, Ra's al Ghul in Son of Batman.
Wow. And no longer with us, born in 1941, Claudine Auger, Domino in Thunderball.
Probably not on TV.
No, but on CBS, we get a new The Neighborhood, Bob Hart's Abishola, Love's Illusions on a new All Rise, and a new Bull.
ABC, Sesame Street, 50 years of sunny days.
The medical never rained!
Nope. The medical staff works together to treat 2 young gunshot victims in the wake of a political protest that suddenly ended in violence on a new The Good Doctor.
I was like, that's not the synopsis.
No, it's not the show.
That's the street, yo. NBC, The Knockouts Part 2. While Brian and Finola determine their next move, a diver finds debris off the coast and inadvertently removes his sister from from reality. What is going on with the show on A New Debris?
What is it going on? Fox is a new 911, and a bloody disaster ensues at an ice cream shop, and the 126 must save a boy who disappears in the middle of his own birthday party on A New 911 Lone Star.
Yikes. On the CW, new Bulletproof, and then Gambi warns the Pierce family of an imminent crisis that may potentially take place on A New Black Lightning.
AMC, Megan is told she would need to undergo a cesarean section, and one of her secrets is revealed. Well, probably two there. Agatha accelerates her plans on A New The Secret She Keeps.
Oh, on Bravo, the crew attempts to move past their divisive night out. Danny has a panic attack. Trouble arises when a gust of wind pushes Parsifal toward the dock on A New Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
FX, Ally and Paul's marriage is in crisis. Paul's obsessed by what happened, but won't discuss it on A New Breeders.
FXX has a Simpsons marathon. We got Homer Simpson in kidney trouble, Mayor to the Mob, and Homer to the Max.
FXM's Alien Covenant.
On Nat Geo, the strongest are pushed to their breaking point. The team faces a frozen uphill battle in a new Canada, new race to the center of the earth.
We're watching the Lifetime Movie Network. When Beth suffers a dramatic attack, her family and friends suggest she see a therapist to help her cope, but the new therapist gives her more than she bargained for.
Bow-chicka-bow-mo.
Kate Watson, Meredith Thomas, Richard Harris, and Eric Roberts all star in Killer Advice.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. An earthquake leaves Brady and Stefan stranded on the other side of the chasm. Chad and Abby devise a plan to save them as they were getting some melons. Using saplings, they lift the melons and build a makeshift catapult to get them back safely. Chad is so glad they took this detour so they could see their pals need help. Sure, it means a late night getting back, but that is nothing newsies for him. Hashtag Chappy. Forever.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Greetings, GRD crew. It's been another busy week for me, but hearing Billy throw down the proverbial gauntlet over no one correctly guessing Chad and Abby's location so far this week motivated me to spend 30 minutes of my work day on going back through the clues and working my Google Foo. This week, Chad and Abby are solving crimes in Tinseltown on Hollywood Beat. That's absolutely where they were last week. And this week, good luck to you all. Cheers. That is from Jared in Anaheim. Well, yes, Jared, I believe you get the message that you got that right.
And I'm sure your boss doesn't listen to our show.
No. Hello, Mr. Geeky People. I must express some concern over the story of a player leveling his Hobbit Lord of the Rings online character to 130 by merely baking pies. Baking millions of pies, 10 to 15,000 at a time, must have required industrial scale capacity.
Wow.
Additionally, what about the acreage required to grow the crops or his ingredients? Cooking with Sam? No, I say cooking with Saruman. But now I want pie, and that is from Matt Sy. If you're not careful, pie can lead to evil. Tell us your story about how evil pies have been in your life and swayed you the wrong way. Drop a note to podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Send a voicemail. Send a text message if you like. Just use the numbers.
510-GRD.
You know how evil 3.14 is.
Do you like to study? Are you kind to creatures of all shapes and sizes? Do you believe in monsters? Then Baron Davis and the Monster Rangers want you. Monsters hide in plain sight. Boys and girls can see them, and so can you if you just use Baron Davis's patented Imaginate process involving self-discipline, wonder, and candy. Monster Rangers are kind, honorable, spooky, thrifty, and irreverent, while the evil Dr. Duke Davis and his plug uglies are mean, full of bunk, and your run-of-the-mill mullygrubs. Join us to help defend the land of Monstru. Monsters around the globe are in trouble and need our help. So if you've got the moxie, then log on to your nearby terminal and go to monsterrangers.com. Believe, study, protect.
Hi, this is Sean Marr, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. I don't know why.
Sure you don't. I advise that story there.
He was in that Serenity movie.
Yes, he certainly was. See how it all comes into play? Weird. It's like Miyagi style.
Okay. Give me your roll.
Warriors, unsheath your weapons. Magic wielders, raise your wands.
Let me check my polyhedral dice. Turns out I have frost giant strength. Look it up.
Oh my goodness. What's new and exciting from Drive-Thru RPG?
Oh, well, what if it's a Krampus knock? The night of the Krampus. Krampus. And a malevolent power rises from the depths of hell to torment and corrupt. In this exciting and spirited holiday scenario, players take on the role of young orphans who've been granted incredible powers and unite to oppose the spread of an ancient evil. Containing three different modules, Bash Heroes, Monsters, and Villains Bundle, now 50% off from Skirmisher Publishing.
A spin-off solo minigame inspired by the In-Between RPG, you are a tiny mouse on a quest for food in the dark, dangerous between, the space between house walls and under their floors. You create a route to explore and try to make it out alive with enough food for your mousekin. To play, you'll need a pen, paper, about 5 6-sided dice. It's a pamphlet game supplied as a file to print and a 2-sided Z-Fold pamphlet. It's In-Between Hungry Mouse from Solipsist RPGs.
2400 seems an eon past. You have sailed through the tempests of ether. Something moves, felt but unseen. Confronted the White Nova Communion in their organic cathedrals. It slides impossibly through the walls. You have faced down the war banners of the Kadarat Mur. It sheds cascades of tangible humming color. Prostrated yourself before the throne of Denobla's blood-soaked empress. It comes for you, motionless, yet even closer. You thought you'd seen it all. Within this electric embrace, a timeless universe explodes in your mind. You were wrong. Pay what you want for Cosmos, Age of Sail Classified from Horizon Games.
So glad that got a new season. The world has been devastated by several environmental catastrophes caused by pollution and neglect of mega corporations. The entire life of the planet has been spoiled in order to maintain the elite that would inevitably sink together. Holding the Earth's last resource, a new elite now plays with the lives of the people, promoting deadly sports in the ruins of the world.
Sure.
As they tend to do. You are a driver in a car race where everything is allowed, and only who comes in first will have food and pure water to survive for years to come.
If you're not first, you're last.
In this dry and dead desert, a 3-page print-and-play game for 1 to 3 players, you are a car racing driver in a post-apocalyptic world playing Raging Wheels from Green Little Fang.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a geeky point of view. Lionsgate TV chairman Kevin Baga has confirmed The Continental, the upcoming long-in-development, stuck-in-production-hell TV series spinoff of the John Wick franchise, will be a prequel.
Ooh, will we get to see the 3 kills with a pencil?
Baggs revealed the series will be set 4 decades before the events of John Wick and focus on a young version of Ian McShane's Winston character, the owner of the famed hotel for assassins.
And away we go.
In addition, the series will adopt a format unusual for the U.S. but fairly common in the U.K. on shows like Sherlock. Namely, it's going to have 3 90-minute episodes, each one revolving around a specific event.
Well, one is about stabbing the devil in the back. The other is about incinerating the priest's temple. Maybe one about walking away?
Interesting. The prequel element also means we won't be seeing Keanu Reeves in front of the camera, though he isn't talking to executive produce. No air date for the series has been set yet, though a 4th game is gearing up for production ahead of a May 27, 2022 release. Si vis pacem, parabellum.
Alan Taylor has been picked by Starlight Media to adapt the Jim Dodge fantasy novel Stone Junction for television. He has some genre experience as the director of several episodes of Game of Thrones and Thor: The Dark World.
Also known as the real center of an empty sphere.
Taylor has had a first look deal with Peter Lowell's Starlight Media, who says Alan is a fearless talent who excels in epic storytelling and has stunning vision for the series that audiences worldwide will truly appreciate. The source material is a bold and clever adventure, which audiences are craving now more than ever. We're very eager to get to work on making something special.
And besides, most reviews are just written by morons about morons. Sensibility is at a premium in American culture these days.
Well, Stone Junction is set in an alternative 1980s reality where magic, adolescence, and romance converge. Orphan Daniel Pierce is at the center of the story, and he is taken in by a group called the Alliance of Magicians and Outlaws, AMO. Joining the group sets him on a journey across the U.S. looking for a magic stone that will free the world of oppressive forces.
I mean, a national government's bad enough, but this administration, the largest collection of scoundrels and morons in recent memory.
Well, not this administration.
Read the book.
There aren't any other details about the production start date or premiere date, but you have to keep believing and watch for that moment when clarity swerves toward the ecstatic. Catch yourself and return as soon as possible. I mean immediately. The further you soar, the further you fall.
That's what makes it fun. Lionsgate Television is plunging into the streaming competition.
Really?
And they plan to start big as they're exploring the possibility of a Saw television franchise. The Saw films were a huge financial success at the box office, and they're looking to duplicate that for the small screen.
How you play the cards you're dealt is all that matters.
When James Wan and Leigh Whannell created Saw, they had no idea it would become this ginormous juggernaut of a franchise. While it's great their idea took off, Wan called the success bittersweet. It's so flattering that they made sequels to our movie, but at the same time, it feels like the sequels have given the first film the wrong perception. Now people refer to the Saw films in a derogatory way.
Live or die. Make your choice.
The details surrounding the show's development are scarce, but one can only hope the new films and TV show go back to its roots and give fans something that focuses less on shock value and more on telling a good, coherent story. The rules of our game have been made very clear. You need to abide by those rules.
Well, in September 2020, you may remember, Kevin Smith was announced as an executive producer and co-writer of a new animated Masters of the Universe Revelation series for Netflix.
By the power of Grayskull!
Smith is taking it a step further by publishing a 4-issue prequel comic at Dark Horse with co-writer Rob David and Tim Sheridan. David is a former creative director and writer on DC's Master of the Universe comics, and Sheridan is a writer on the show and also has worked in the comics industry.
You know, television is not the only way to be entertained by an exciting story. There is another way. It's called reading.
The comics begin after an Orlax attack on the king. He-Man learns that the creature and the Sword of Power are connected. To save the king, He-Man must confront Skeletor and Evil Lyn to end their reign of chaos in the kingdom. The prequel is a continuation of the animated series from the 1980s.
They'd hurry, because if we're late, we'll have to wait another 1,000 years, and I don't think any of us has the patience for that.
Kevin Smith is a massive He-Man fanboy. When asked why he wanted to bring these characters back, he said he wanted to make some hollywag pie and some paperweights.
Deep Skeletor cut. Italian researchers have designed a robot that can think out loud, which enables users to hear its thought process and gain deeper insight into the technology's decision-making processes.
My capacity for happiness. You could fit it into a matchbox without taking out the matches first.
Humans rely on inner speech when looking for clarity and moral guidance, and it helps in the decision-making process. The researchers set out to see how this could impact robots, so they developed one called Pepper, which can speak to itself. The researchers then had people set a dinner table with Pepper while following etiquette rules, and they studied how Pepper's self-dialogue skills affected human-robot interactions.
It's the people you meet in this job that really get you down.
After studying the robot, the researchers found that Pepper is better at solving dilemmas when relying on inner speech. One experiment saw a user ask Pepper to break the etiquette rules by placing a napkin in the wrong spot, which led to the robot asking itself a series of self-directed questions. It then concluded that the user might be confused, so it confirmed the request before continuing to use inner speech.
I have an exceptionally large mind. Here I am, brain the size of a planet, and they ask me to take you to the bridge. Call that job satisfaction, because I don't.
According to project leaders, the new framework can lead to better understanding of how self-dialogue can be used by robots to focus, plan, learn, and kill Sarah Connor. See what that really makes the robots tick. In fact, they just found that many robots even say a prayer at night.
Now I lay me down to sleep. Try to count electric sheep. Sweet dreams, wishes you can keep. How I hate the night.
GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, nice. Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Come check us out. Lullabies are always fun. Check us out at geekradiodaily.com and all the various places that you know how to. Suggest more. You know, we got to get out there somewhere and play some time. And drop us a note, which please, it's podcast at geekradiodaily.com, or send a voicemail, send a text message. Just use the magical, mythical numbers.
510-GRD-CREW.
Hey. We'll see you at Mark's game night tonight. No, he's not streaming this one. So, yeah,
that's when it gets wild.
Well, we have nothing big and flashy to show you this week.
Good times.
That was lame.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
Good night, suckers.
Primary power offline in 30 seconds.
I'm Lieutenant Marcus Pierce. All right, back to it.
Detective Daniel Espinoza.
Heard a lot about you, Lieutenant, and I'm really excited to work with you.
I wish I could say the same.
Aren't you that corrupt cop that got off easy?
Excuse me?
No, excuse me. You must be Lucifer.
Morningstar, pleasure.
There was an investigation last year. We interviewed, 92 of your sexual partners? I think I'll refrain from physical contact if you don't mind. You don't seem reckless. Narcissistic, hedonistic, that I see.
Well, thank you very much.
Not a compliment. Your file's as long as my Johnson.
Oh, quick read then.
Hardly.
Well, I, for one, don't need a file to ascertain you haven't even had a snog in ages, have you?
Accurate.
Okay. Hi, I'm Detective Decker.
Lucifer's partner. I know.
Actually, he's mine. A consultant, to be exact.
That's what I said.